Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I'm excited about having Jane and Gene back on the show. And you remember who they are, don't you? Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron. And they're the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. And we're going to talk about some little bit of branding, a little bit of marketing today with these young ladies who've been with us several times before. Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And Jane, how do you too?
Hi.
It's good to have you here too. So what's going on in the world of branding these days, ladies?
Well, there's so much going on in branding around building the customer experience as part of your brand. That it's no longer good enough just to, you know, say you have a good product and have a nice logo and good materials, that you really have to deliver an experience that the customer remembers today.
And Jane, every time a customer touches us in some way, they have some kind of an experience, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Either a good one or a bad one or sort of a middling one, as we might say.
That's right.
So what do we do about this? How do we make sure that? Well, let me give you an example of what happened to me recently. You may have heard me say this before. My audience certainly has. They're rolling their eyes right now because they know what I'm going to say.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, exactly. I went to a convenience store. I mean a fast food place the other day, as I'm wont to do once or twice a week, and to get a burger. On the run, and the lady just handed me my food. I mean, basically, I could have almost seen nothing but her arm. She handed me the sandwich in the paper bag and just stuck it out at me and pulled her arm back and she was about to go away, and I just sat there. And there were people parked blinded behind me, and I just sat there. She came back. She said, "What is it?" And I said, "Do you know what you just did?" And she said, "I gave you your sandwich." I said, "Yeah, but you didn't. You acted like you didn't care whether I ever came back or not." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, how about thank you?" And you know, she dropped her head. I actually think she was ashamed of herself, embarrassed that she had forgotten to do that, or she hadn't done that.
Yeah.
And now, was that mean of me to do that, ladies?
Well, I don't think it was mean. I think you're pointing out a very important factor to people. I mean, I think it's a shame today that when we get good service, we're actually surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I call in people, like customer service people, if I get someone on the phone who really takes care of me and is friendly and helpful, wow, I tell everybody I know about it.
Yeah. So isn't that one of the best opportunities for small business these days? If this is what we've come to, where good service is amazing to people, isn't that like a huge door of opportunity for small business, Jane?
Absolutely, because one of the advantages that small businesses have is that they don't have to deal with this huge organization that does customer service. The people that are doing it are right there.
Yeah.
And so they can. It's easier for them to educate the people, to train the people, to explain why it's in their best interest to deliver on good customer service.
So, Gene, it's not enough just to have the products people want at a price that's reasonably competitive in a facility or a connection, if it's not a facility, a connection that's convenient for our customers, and to deliver that product well. It's not enough just to do that anymore, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, you think of the competition that's out there today. Think about how many choices people have. And you have to give people a reason to want to come back to you. Because people are fickle. And it's very easy today to comparison shop. It's very easy to check out different types of products, different companies. Why do they want to come back to you? You have to make some sort of emotional connection to make them want to come back to you.
You know, Jane, in the old days, like 5 years ago, in the old days, we kind of had to shop for comparisons. Today, we don't have to go anywhere. We're bombarded with them, aren't we?
Right.
Yes, we are. And probably one of the biggest impacts of the Internet is the ease at which you can comparison shop for all kinds of things using the web.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That has just had, it's changed the power structure on the customers now have much more power than they did before.
Well, and that's the reason why, with all that power, the only thing left to do is just to make them want to do business with you, not just because you have what they need, but to make them want to come there. Right, Jean?
Yes. Well, Starbucks is a classic example of that. That, you know, do you really want to go pay a lot of money for a cup of coffee? No, but what you're doing is you're buying. It's a break. It's a break in your day. It's a relaxation. It's an experience. Mm-hmm. It's not just coffee.
I heard someone. I was. I have a friend who's a consultant to the hospitality and restaurant industry, and he's actually a member of our brain trust, Tom Feltenstein, and he talks about creating theater in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys know about that?
Jane, well, you want to pick?
There's a whole movement out there that if you're dealing with a lot of customers, to treat your business as a stage for an experience,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Starbucks or even shopping, so that the customers basically associate with your business a very pleasant experience, or that they're going to get something and that they take that away. For example, if you bring Starbucks products home, right, then when you have coffee at home, you're carrying it's a break in my day, it's a little quick trip to a European coffee shop or something, back home with me. And so that's what Starbucks is doing, and that's why they can charge such a premium price for what they sell, is that association or that experience with their product. And other restaurants are trying to do this too.
I went to a catfish restaurant once,
mm-hmm.
and they brought out a skillet of cornbread for everybody to share. And when the waitress brought the cornbread out, they would bring it out in the skillet, and right in front of you, they would flip the cornbread and try to catch it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how many people came. I mean, they had good catfish, too. You'd be surprised how many people came there to watch, to see if the guy could actually catch the thing. Because sometimes they didn't. Sometimes you got cornbread all over you. It was good cornbread, too, folks. Even the kind that got spilled. 20 after. We're going to be right back with Jean Wilcox and Jane Cameron right after these messages. Stay with us.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking with the authors of Abulard's ABCs of Branding, Jane Cameron and Jean Wilcox, who wrote this book along with illustrators Gary Coppervas and Don Haynes. Jean and Jane, tell us about one of you. Tell us about your book again, and tell us where we can find it, please.
The book is Abelard's ABCs of Branding, and basically, what we've done is reduced the concepts of branding to 26 ideas, which really capture the basics of what you need to know about doing branding well. And they're illustrated with cartoons, which use cows.
Yeah.
And the book is available on Amazon.com. And it's Abelard, Abullard, ABCs of Branding.
It's a fun book. And Jean and Jane, I congratulate you on making branding fun, which really it ought to be, shouldn't it?
It should be fun, because you were talking earlier about theater. Well, if you put fun into your brand, you create some theater. I mean, we have, around our brand, of course, with the cows, we have a lot of fun, and people recognize us as the cow ladies.
Well, how do you feel about that, Jane?
I like it, because basically it gives us an entree to talk to people that's quite easy. Because when people say, why do you have cows with a branding company? We can say, who knows more about branding than cows?
That's exactly exactly.
And people then remember. One of the hardest things is to get an entree to talk to someone.
Right.
And a way for people to remember you. And it kind of, it sets a frame that our company has a great sense of humor.
And how many times do people say, are you Jane or are you the other one?
We get that all the time.
I'm sorry.
We get
that
all the time.
You know, I got a bunch of these, but I'm going to just stop with that one. But
I like that.
let's get back
to... I'm going to start referring to myself as the other one.
The other one, yeah. You can have that one. You don't even have to give me attribution.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about... Now, by the way, what about your own website?
Our own website is www.cattlelogos.com.
Cattlelogos.
Spelled as it sounds, cattle, C-A-T-T-L-E, logos, L-O-G-O-S.
Now, have either one of you ladies ever actually raised an animal, like a farm animal?
Yes, I grew up on a farm.
You did? Okay,
I did.
Good. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, let's talk about, because I did too. Let's talk about how small business owners can improve the experience, how our customers have an experience in our businesses. How can we do that?
One of the first things is think about yourself as a customer, not as the business person, and how you would want to be treated in a similar circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, too many of us put on our business hats and go to work, and we forget what it's like to be a consumer.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying whenever we are unhappy with an experience, we should say, I wonder if that ever happens in my business.
Yes.
And the second one is actually just go be a customer of your own business.
Huh.
Walk through what a customer does at your business.
Yes.
And see what happens.
Right. So you don't mean put a mask on where people don't know what you're doing, right?
No, I mean just do it.
Just do it. Just walk in the front door. Don't come in the back door. Walk in the front door in the middle of the day like a customer and just imagine that you're seeing your business for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And there are classic stories in many businesses of when the senior management has done that, even big businesses, of what they found out.
What if you travel to another city and you go into a business that does what you do and just to see, maybe get some best practices from them or to see what not to do? Is that a good idea?
That's a great idea, is to go to another city and in a similar business, just go do it. You know, just go be a customer and see what happens.
You know, it's easy to build theater in a restaurant. That's not so hard to do, although some people don't pull it off very well. That's one of the easier things to do. But what if I got a supply house? It's a little bit harder to build theater and to build excitement and to build an experience, isn't it, or is it?
Well, there are things that you can do. I mean, if you're a supply house, what are you supplying? And then how do you supply it? Can you do something in your packaging or in your promotions that offer people something special or some kind of special experience so they're not just getting, you know, a box, that they're getting something from you that is personalized somehow?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gateway boxes are so recognizable with their, you know, the cow spots on
right.
it. I mean, it is something that it's like, it's a little bit of an experience that comes with the package.
So, you know, I have a friend who's in the supply business, and it's a wacky place, and people actually tell them they should charge admission for their customers to come and watch how these guys do their business.
Well, now there's an idea.
And another way you can build it in is if you're giving presentations and talks to a number of organizations to promote your business.
Right.
You can add, instead of giving kind of a boring talk, you can add a little constructive theater to that.
Right.
Or make sure your talk is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's visually great and that it's memorable those ways.
I went in a kitchen shop one time, and it was a little bitty shop, and we liked going in the shop, and they had coffee there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to charge me 50 cents for a cup of coffee. And I said, you know, I don't mind paying you 50 cents, and I will every time, but you guys ought to give this coffee away. You know, that could be something that people look forward to coming in your shop and having a cup of coffee with you. What do you think about that idea? You know, I don't want to give your inventory away, folks, but anything to get people excited about coming back. Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron, will you guys come back again another day?
Oh, we'd love to, Jim. We'd always enjoy visiting.
We have a good time with you, too. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Abelard's ABCs of Branding. That's the book. Quick break. Right back with Mr. Phil Holland after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.